Ready? Good morning!
Good morning!
I only said Ning.
You only said Ning instead of morning? What a great morning it is, you know. You know who normally sits over here, for those of you who have been here before? Little baby Braylee, right? With her daddy, Corey. Guess what? She's not here, and you know why? Because her mommy has a baby on Monday. Yes, she has a baby girl. So Braylee's a big sister now. Yes, and the baby's name is Gracie Michaela. Isn't that beautiful?
She has an
N just like you. Yes, Gracie. Grace, isn't that a beautiful name? So in a couple of weeks, I know that you're going to have a chance to meet Gracie and to congratulate Braylee on her new baby sister. So, you know something, as Gracie grows up, someone has to teach her about God, right? Yeah,
and it's her sister.
And her sister can help her, yes. Who else can help her learn about God and Jesus? Who? Her mother, yes, and that's what we heard in the letter today.
And her dad.
St. Paul wrote a letter to Timothy, and he said, stay strong in God. And so, how would Timothy have known who God was and Jesus was? He told us in the letter, because Paul said, your mother, Eunice, taught you all about God, and her mother taught her about God. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of my mother. You ready to see my mother?
Yes.
You are? Okay. All right. So here's my mother. Oops. Here's my mother when she got married to my father. Here's my mom.
Cool.
It's an old picture, isn't it?
Yes.
And here's my dad.
Is that you?
No, God was born yet. That's my cousin. And that is my grandmother right there. And that is my grandfather. So this was 70 years ago. This picture was taken that's a long time ago, isn't it? I know.
Like
a long time ago.
Like
not right now. No, that was 1946. Now here's a picture of my mother when she was a little girl. I want you to look at it before you say cool. Mm-hmm. And this is when she would go to church. What do you think she has right there in her hand?
A flower.
She has flowers. And what's that right there, do you think?
Flowers.
No, right there. That's not flowers.
A book.
A book. Yeah. That's a little prayer book, like a little Bible.
That's her dress.
And that's her dress. Now, you want to see my grandmother, her mother, who taught her all about God? Here's my grandmother. This is on her wedding day. That year was 1926. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a long time ago. Now, my great-grandmother, this is a really old picture. So my great-grandmother taught my grandmother all about Jesus and God. And you want to see a picture of my grandmother when she was a little girl going to church? Right here. Look what they wore back then. What did they wear? What color did they wear?
Black.
They wore black, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And so this picture was taken in 1910. How many years ago is that? Anybody do the math?
It was 100 years like.
It was over 100 years ago, right?
Yes.
It was 106 years ago. So you know what? Who teaches us about our faith? Who teaches us? Who taught everybody in my family about God?
God.
My grandmother, my mother, my great-grandmother, my father, my great-grandfather, my grandfather. Oh my gosh, it goes way, way back. Who's teaching you about God? Your mommy and daddy. And who else is teaching you? Brandon, who else is teaching you about God? It's your mommy, your daddy. Who else? cousins. Who else? Who are you here with today? And who else are you here with? Your aunt.
And George.
Aunt Georgie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our aunts. Who else?
How dare you?
How about pastors? And teachers, right? They all teach us. So that's what I want you to remember. And guess what? Do you think that you can share anything about God? Do you think you can share it with anybody? Who do you think you can share God with? The story about God.
Your mom and dad and sister.
Oh, your little sister, yeah. Uh-huh. And all of your friends. So we're going to ask God to pray. We're going to pray and ask God to help us, okay? Jesus, thank you so very much for everyone that you have sent to teach us all about you, our moms and our dads and our grandmas and our grandpas and our aunts and our uncles and our friends and our pastors and our teachers and our brothers and our sisters. And so continue to teach us so that we can teach others. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.